Welcome to the Sales is Simple podcast, sponsored by the Sandra G. Williams Agency of Farmers Insurance, providing coverage options for your life, business, home, auto, toys, and more. This podcast focuses on sales professionalism by utilizing a non-salesy approach. Each episode will provide you with actionable steps that you can immediately use to increase your sales performance. And now, here's your host, Tamon Jamison.
Good morning, sales pros, and welcome to episode 89 of the Sales is Simple podcast. I'm your host, Tamon Jamison, and I look forward to bringing you some more information this week on sales professionalism and debunking the myth that all salespeople are pushy and sleazy. We are officially in the selling season. Yesterday was Memorial Day, and whether you worked or didn't, whether you went to the pool, barbecue with some friends or family, neighbors, or had to work and try to make a living, we are officially in the summer selling season. And you may have heard this yesterday, or you definitely may have heard this in the past, of some iteration of a customer telling you that they don't like to be pushed. Of course they don't like to be pushed. We know they don't like to be pushed. They don't really have to tell us that they don't like to be pushed. But some customers feel the need to verbally let us know that they don't like to be pushed. Now, they can tell us this throughout the transaction. They may tell us in the very beginning, as soon as we say hello or pick up the phone or send that first email, they may respond and let us know that they don't like to be pushed. They may tell us that throughout the interaction as we are going through our presentation, as we're asking them qualifying questions, figuring out how we can best serve them. They may tell us then, hey, wait a minute, I don't like to be pushed. And then there are some who wait until you ask that first closing question. It could be a question as simple as, what's your time frame for making a purchase? And then you get that, I don't like to be pushed, okay? We know they don't like to be pushed, so I'm gonna talk today about how to address when people tell you that they don't like to be pushed. First, I want to translate that. Now, we have to understand what they actually mean. People are actually telling you when they don't like to be pushed is that if you can help me to make a decision while letting me think that the decision was entirely mine, then I'll buy from you. Okay? They just want to feel like the decision that they're making is their decision and their decision alone. Now, we know as sales professionals that it's our job and our duty and our obligation to help them to make that decision, to show them why the decision that they're trying to make is in their best interest, and most importantly, to let them know that we should be a part of that decision. They should decide to do business with us, they should decide to do business with our company, and they should decide to do business sooner than later, preferably right now. But we'll get to that in a minute. So when you have that customer who says, I don't like to be pushed, or gives you some kind of iteration of they don't want to be pushed, first you want to assure them that you're not going to be pushy. You have to let them know that you're not a pushy salesperson. You don't operate like that. You've never operated like that. That's not the way you do business. And sometimes just letting a customer know that when you verbally tell them that you're not a pushy salesperson, you don't subscribe to being pushy, you've never been pushy, and you're not going to be pushy with them, that just brings their guard down and lets them know, hey, here's somebody that I can trust. Here's somebody that I can share some real situations with, answer their questions honestly, and allow them to do the job that they are paying to do. And I'm the one who's going to be paying them to do that job. They start to realize that and understand once you verbally tell them that you are not going to be pushy. And as you're going through the sales is simple approach, if you set yourself apart right from the beginning, they have already realized, hey, this person's a little different than what I'm accustomed to. They're a little bit different than what I thought was going to happen. And so when they say they're not pushy, yeah, I kind of believe them. Okay? The questions that you begin to ask when you start talking to them more about their family and their hobbies and their situation and their background, then they become to realize that you aren't the typical salesperson. And when you tell them that you're not going to be pushy, that just adds some validity to what you just said. So the first thing you want to do is let them know that you're not going to be pushy and assure them that this is not going to be a pushy situation. Okay? Second thing that you want to do is remind them of the reasons that they're in the market in the first place. Now, this happens when they start talking about, I don't like being pushed. I don't want you to push me, later on in the transaction. After you have asked them some questions, you've probably landed them on a perfect offering. Now maybe you start talking about the value proposition, but they decide to tell you that they don't want to be pushed when you start asking them to do business. So now you need to remind them of why it is they're in the market in the first place. And what's the information that you use to remind them? All the answers to the questions that you asked previously. Remember, like I say, anything they say can and will be used later. So the questions that you asked them and the answers that they gave is ammunition and fuel for you to remind them why they're in the market in the first place. Whether they're trying to save money, whether they're trying to make money, whether they're trying to replace something that they had before, whether they're just trying to better their situation, whether they're trying to be more productive in their business, whatever it is your offering is going to provide for them, remind them that that's why they're shopping in the first place. Okay? There's no harm in reminding a customer why they are trying to do business. That's one of those subtle things where you are showing them that you're not going to be pushy, but you're helping them to make a decision that they've already decided they need to make. Now, they may not have decided who they're going to make that decision with. They may not even have decided when they're going to make that decision. But that's where you come in and you begin to show them all the reasons why making the decision now, making the decision with you, is in their best interest, and allow them to feel like they've made that decision on their own. So step one, assure them that you're not going to be pushy. Step two, remind them of the reasons that they're in the market in the first place. All right. Third, you want to let them know that the next salesperson that they meet, they might be pushy. All right. So if they stop interacting with you, they decide, I want to keep looking, or I want to check some other places, or I want to keep shopping, or all those other excuses that they give you on why they can't do business now, I want to do more research. Okay. Remind them that the interaction that the two of you have been having, how peaceful and calm and upfront and honest it's been, may not go that well when they meet the next salesperson. And do they really want to go through that all over again? Okay. You've already told me that you don't like to be pushed. And of course, I'm not pushing you. But let's assume that you go and you start this process over again with somebody else and you do run into that pushy salesperson. How are you going to feel about that? How's that going to make you feel knowing that you have to deal with somebody, or you at least start to deal with somebody who's trying to push you to make a decision that you don't want to make or you're not ready to make? That's not how I'm going to operate. That's not how I've been operating, as you can see. I'm going to walk you through the process. We're going to talk about what you need, talk about how I can fulfill those needs. And if you so desire to do business with me, and I'm going to ask you if I can earn your business. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with asking the customer if you can earn their business. And the key term being earn. All right. You let a customer know throughout the process as early as possible that you're trying to earn their business. Be clear. They know you work on commission. They know you get paid to sell something. And that transaction is consummated when they buy. So there's no secret that you're trying to earn their business. The challenge is they don't want you to try to push them into making that decision. Show them that you're going to earn their business. Show them that it's important to you that you earn their business. And throughout the process, earn their business. Okay. So the final thing, number four, is you want to ask them to buy. And it seems kind of elementary for me to say that you want to ask them to buy. But when customers tell salespeople, especially traditional salespeople, amateur salespeople, that they don't want to be pushed, we as salespeople sometimes get scared to ask them for the business. If you've assured them that you're not going to be pushy, you've reminded them of the reasons why they were in the market in the first place, told them and brought back to their attention that the next salesperson may be pushy, then it's okay to ask them for the business. And the key is to ask them repeatedly. Now, this may seem like you're pushing somebody if you're asking them over and over again. Of course, now I'm not saying to ask them like in an interrogation situation where you're asking them back to back to back to back. But throughout the interaction and throughout your conversation with them, you are probably going to have to ask them to buy from you on more than one occasion. And you're going to have to ask them to buy from you in different terms. One, like we said earlier, what's your time frame? All right, trial close. That's just giving you an opportunity to know if the customer is going to be forthright with saying that they need what it is that you sell right now, or that they're looking this week, or this month, or this quarter. Once you get that information, then you can begin to utilize your salesmanship to show them how you're going to be a professional throughout this interaction. But you don't want to be so intimidated by them saying, I don't like to be pushed, that you don't ask them over and over and over and over again at different times throughout the sale in different terms and asking them, will you buy it? Now, you're not going to be that direct, but depends on what you're selling. You have to pull them through to make that decision. And again, the purpose is to make them feel like they are the ones making that decision for themselves. So, for instance, a customer may say, you know, I need to go check with somebody, and it's not until I talk to them or get their opinion that I can make a decision. You can respond, no problem. Do you think you can call them now? And maybe the both of us can talk to them that way. If they have some questions that you may not be able to answer, I'm right here. I can address their concerns or answer their questions right here. And that way it'll save you some time. Now, they still feel like they're in control because they are bringing in that third party who an amateur salesperson would say, okay, go ahead and check with them and then let me know. But as a professional, you're saying, hey, no problem. That's not going to stop us from continuing to do business. Go ahead and do what you want to do. So you feel like you're making the decision. Let's talk to them. But you're still controlling the process by letting them know that you want to be involved in it. And you're asking them to go ahead and make that call right now so that you can be a part of this conversation as well. Another situation where a customer may say, hey, you know, I don't need to talk to anybody else, but I need to do a little more research. Okay, that's kind of one of those blanket statements where an amateur salesperson will say, okay, I understand, no problem. Where a sales professional will ask them specifically, what kind of research do you still need to make? What information are you still missing? Because that could very well be a stall. And 9 times out of 10, that's just a stall. We got to remember, we are in an internet age. People research and research and research until they can't research anymore before they start talking to you or inquire about what it is that you sell. So for them to say that they don't want, that they still have to do some more research, is just a way of trying to get out of what's going on. So by you asking them, what other information are you missing? What can I provide for you? That may be, again, that next step. That's another way to ask them to do business with you. Okay? This process of pulling a person who says, I don't like to be pushed, through your process is going to take a little longer than your average sale. but it's going to be more rewarding because you realize that you have become a professional in that interaction. The customer sees you as a professional, and they have rewarded your professionalism by saying yes to the transaction. So take your time when you're going through and dealing with somebody who says, I don't like to be pushed. I don't want to be pushed. I've had past experiences where they push. And even though they may not verbally tell you that, they probably had some horror stories or heard some horror stories of being pushed. And so they want to make sure that that doesn't happen to them. Just reassure them that you're not going to be that person. They're not going to feel pushed throughout this entire transaction, but do let them know that you're going to try to earn their business. Remind them that they are shopping for your product or service for a specific reason, and you're going to help to solve that situation. Let them know that they may not run into another professional, and it's going to be a very slim chance that they will run into another professional, and they definitely 100% will not run into another you. And then finally, ask them to buy and ask them to buy again and ask them to buy again. Don't be afraid to ask them to say yes just because they said they don't like to be pushed. There's a difference between pushing them to the sale and pulling them to the sale. You're pulling them to the sale, and the more you ask in a pulling manner, the more they feel like they're making the decision and the higher the propensity for them to say yes, as opposed to giving you some type of stall like I had to do some more research. So that's today's episode. Wanted to address the I don't like to be pushed objection, because if you have not heard that yet, I'm sure you're going to hear it in some form or fashion. And I want you to be ready to address it when that happens. So thank you again for another week of listening to the Sales and Simple podcast. I always enjoy bringing you some actionable items that you can utilize to go out and make a sale, generate some income for your family, and exude professionalism throughout the process. Thank you to everybody who has already shown some support for the Sales and Simple book. We're off to a good start. Sales have been very good from the beginning, and I appreciate everybody who has already purchased. And if you have, please share the information or the link with somebody else who you know could utilize it, as well as those who have not taken the opportunity to purchase the book. Please click the link in the show notes, salesissimplebook.com. You can order yours today, and I will sign that copy for you before sending it out. Thanks again for another week. Look forward to talking to you again next week. And of course, always remember that the best way for you to get what you want is by giving others what they want.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Sales is Simple podcast. If you have received some value from what you've heard today, please spread the word to others who may benefit as well. You can also leave a rating and review with your comments or suggestions for future episode topics. Have a productive sales week, and we'll talk to you soon.